with SRN Sports. I'm George Williams. A couple of exciting finishes in NBA action last night. First, in overtime, it was the Timberwolves coming from behind to defeat the Thunder 131-128. And then the Trailblazers defeated the Jazz by 2 points, 114-112. The Kings down the Hornets. It was the Pistons over the Clippers. Nuggets defeated the Pacers. It was the Bulls romping past the 76ers. Wizards down the Nets. And it was the Hawks victors against the Heat. NCAA Top 25 College Basketball, two games. You had number 4 Houston defeating number 10 Texas Tech. And by only 3 points, 15th ranked Michigan downed Nebraska. And in NHL play, there were two games on the ice. First, the Sharks shut the Jets out. 1-0 was the score there. And then in the other game, you had the Kings defeating the Las Vegas Golden Knights 5-2. This is SRN Sports. The rankings for NCAA Men's Top 25 College Basketball are out. The top five are Auburn at number 1, Duke at number 2, Florida is number 3, Houston number 4, and Tennessee is ranked 5. Then Alabama, St. John's, Michigan State, Iowa State, and Texas Tech round out the top 10. The NFL's owner meeting will be next month, and there's already a push to change some of the rules, including the tush push and the rules that govern the kickoffs. As for the tush push, word that the Packers may be challenging that rule, saying the play creates an injury risk and that it relies more on force than skill to advance the ball. And then the new kickoff, the league says that this past year was a measurable success in terms of reduction of injury and the increase in percent of times the ball was returned. But the new rule doesn't have the surprise of the onside kick, so they'll look at that. And Cleveland baseball fans mourning the passing of their owner, Lawrence Dolan, at the age of 94. This is SRN Sports.